Blog Talk Radio. real, put your hands together. Put them together, come on.
Yeah.
Everybody clap your hands. It's a wrap. That's all you got. That's all you got. That's all you got.
Blessing. Oh, hello. How y'all doing out there? I am LaShawn, your host for tonight, LaShawn from Texas. Today is December the 9th, 2022. I pray that y'all can hear me very clear, very well. If you know how to reach out to me, just let me know that I am coming through the airwaves very clear. Thank you for joining us tonight. God bless you. God bless your home. I pray that you had a good and wonderful week. I tell you, God is good. And I just love that song. Ever since I seen the video with the little kids and the daycare singing that song, "This Mean War." They were singing it loud. "This Mean War." We got to say the same thing. "You can't help my family." They were screaming it out loud. "This Mean War." That was just too cute. They mean it from the inside. "You can't help my family. This Mean War." I tell you, there's a war going on in the heaven. There's a war going on, and it's a war on our behalf. There's a war raging on our behalf. So, I mean, you got to speak like you mean it. This is Mean War. So I thank the Father for tonight. So let us open up in prayer. Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for what you're doing. Father, I decrease, you increase. I always say this is your radio station. You come in and have your way. You come in and take over. Holy Spirit, you know what your people need tonight. You know them better than I do. I'm just your servant. I'm just your mouthpiece. Father God, you speak over this airway. Not only let your word be spoken, not only in our home, but in their home. Let your word touch their heart. Father God, because your word tells us, "Behold, I stand at the door and I knock on the door. If any man hear you," that we just pray that they will open the door and allow you to come in, allow you to sit with them. Allow you to do what you need to do to their heart so they can continue to receive a complete healing and deliverance. That's the name of the message. It's just like it's just a cry out to deliver your people, to set your people free. It's just a cry that the people must be delivered. They must want to be delivered. They got to want to be delivered. They got to hunger and thirst for it. Because your word tells us, Father God, bless those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. And that's their heart desire and they thirsting for it, that they want to be healed and set free. And they're saying, "Enough is enough. I'm not going to throw in a towel. I'm not going to lay here and get beat down. I'm not going to allow the sickness to take me out. I'm not going to allow the disease and infirmity. I'm not going to allow the addiction to come and ruin my household. I'm not going to allow the adversary, the enemy come and destroy my marriage. I'm not going to allow it. I'm going to trust you, and I'm lean not to that, my understanding, but your understanding. Just like David said, you fight the battle. You prepare the place. You fight the battles for us. And Father God, you fight those that's too strong for us, those that we know only you can step in, that we know those angels are in heaven above us. Father God, your words tell us what can separate us from the love of Christ. No principality, even in let us know, no angel, nothing can separate us from the love. Your love stretch wide. Your love goes miles and miles. Your love goes so deep. When we have the love of Christ, it cuts deep on the inside. Then anything ugly, anything unclean is not able to stand on the inside. That's the part of the liver. Father God, and I cry is deliver us myself. Father God, deliver us tonight. Deliver our loved ones. Snatch up, Father God, by your spirit, just like you told Ezekiel. You snatch them up by the spirit, and you place them on the field with dry bones, and you begin to ask them a question. Can these dry bones? Even Ezekiel went back to you and said, only you know, Father. So you know every drop on my God. I tell you, Holy Spirit, move up on her tonight, Father God. Quicken our spirit, man. You know that the drop bones can live. You know the dry bones that's in our life. You know where we are weak at, Father God. And so, Father God, we stand on your word and we prophesy to every dry bones that they should live and not die. Oh, Father God, we prophesy. You said you've given us the power and authority, Father God. You didn't give us the spirit to fear, but you gave us the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Oh, Father God, you have your way tonight. It's not about me. It's not about Prophetic Grace Network. Even though you gave your son, granted the vision, you blessed him with the vision. But it's not even about us. It's about your people. It's about their salvation. It's about their soul. Because we know all soul belongs to you. That's how you love us so much that you didn't get certain things for us to go to. Oh, Father God, take the scale off your people's eyes. Touch thy ears and touch thy heart. You, if we lift you up, you do the join, Father. Draw all men unto you. And we know what the word means, me in the Bible. It means all humankind. You love the elders as well as you love the children. From the elders down to the baby, you love them all. According to Jeremiah, the plan that you have for our life, our parent life, our children life, our spouse life, our co-worker life, oh, that pastor life, that bishop life, oh, that evangelist and that intercessor, the gatekeeper, the watchman, Father God, even the maintenance man, even the garbage man, oh, Father God, all souls, according to your word, the plan that you have for all of our lives is good. When you created this earth from the beginning, from day one, you looked at it and say it was good. You were satisfied. All things that you created above, below, in heaven, on earth, you said it was good. And we know that all things work together for the good to those that love you, Father God. And I know I love you. And I know people on here love you. And they want to do better. Help them, Father. Help your people tonight. Strengthen the mind of your people. Anything that's trying to block their memories, anything that's trying to come against their mind, Father God, they put the thorns on your head. They pierced your head. Oh, Father God, you took everything with you. When they nailed you, when they beat at you, oh, so we won't have to suffer. So we won't have to carry, because you carried it all. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you for your grace, because your grace stretch out miles. Oh, Father God, none of us is worthy. None of us is worthy. Even in heaven, they say, who are worthy? Who is the worthy one? So, Father God, I thank you. And we give you the praise and we give you the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, I thank you for Randy and his beautiful wife. Father God, I thank you that, you know, he heard what you gave, the vision you given him to have PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, on Blog Talk 7 days a week with a host on here every day. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for blessing his household. We thank you, Father God, for keep filling him up with more and more deep revelation, giving him more, more beyond eyes can see. That's what I've been hearing all week. There's more beyond what your eyes can see. You just got to want it. You got to want it. That's something you have to want. Can't nobody make you. You got to want it. There are things in heaven beyond your eyes can see, beyond what you can imagine. There are greater rewards in heaven beyond what your eyes can see. And greater rewards in heaven is more than we can even handle. Oh. You know you want to share the good news of the Lord, the good news of Yahweh. When I was driving, the Holy Spirit could speak to you at any time, any place. And when I'm in the car, Holy Spirit be speaking. And as I'm driving, I'm praying. And I remember seeing this video where this man said he could see angels coming through the clouds. He said they up there behind the clouds. He was telling people. Of course, people think I'm wrong with you. So one of these, I think it's just a news, local news, they end up hooking this on YouTube. And he said, yeah, you can see him. If you ask God to show him, he'll show you. And he was talking about, you know, even the fallen angel, you could see them too. And so they were like, well, we want to see him. So he said, okay, well, let me pray and ask God to move the cloud back. And so you could see him. He was praying. He said, Lord, you know, you show me. Lord, move the cloud back to show this man. And, you know, the angels, they ride in a cloud. You know, I'm just paraphrasing. It might not be what he was saying, but something like that. And then the cloud moved back. He said, you see him? There go. So I'm riding down the street. And that was brought to my members. I said, well, Lord, the man, you know, on YouTube, he looked up at the sky and he asked you to open the roll back the clouds and let the man see the angels. So, Lord, I said, I want to just roll back the clouds because I have seen his glory. I have seen it. I said, well, roll back the clouds and let me see your glory. And I tell you what, I feel his anointing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I don't know who needs to hear this on here tonight. There ain't too many callers on here tonight. But somebody needs to hear this. You have not because you ask not. In your faith, you got to have the faith to believe it. The faith small as a mustard seed. So when I begin to pray that, the cloud did roll back and his glory oh my God, just so, you just can't explain what you're seeing. And, you know, I want to reach out my phone and try to video, but you're driving, trying to drive, you can't really video because you're driving, you know, to catch it. Sometimes you got to have the faith to believe it. If you want to believe in miracles in your own household, start practice miracles. Start speaking the word. Encourage yourself. You got to speak it over your own self. Oh, y'all, I can tell y'all, I can go on and on and on and on. Really. So, you have to believe it. You got to believe it. You got to want it for yourself. Well, Lord, I didn't see me praying for us and they got healed. They got delivered free. So if I could pray for us, I should be able to lay hands on my own self. You need to learn how to lay hands on yourself and believe you can lay hands on yourself. And command these pains and everything to leave your body and ask. If he speak to this person and he call you a prophet and he's speaking to everybody about you, why he not speaking to you about yourself? And you could go ask him for yourself because he's going to show you, well, Lord, if you show them, now you show me. What is this? And it was early this week, something happened. I was just, you know, can y'all pray for me? Can y'all pray for me? Can y'all pray for me? And I'm like, what are you doing? You pray for everybody. You start praying for yourself. You start speaking over your own self. You command healing in your own body. Come on. We have the right to our deliverance. I'm going to share this Psalm 23. Psalms 23, we should know that Bible verse very, very well. I'm so blessed tonight. This is the Psalm of David. And this is out of the book of Psalms that people love to keep around. They keep it. You can keep it on your desk at your job. Keep it in your house. Keep it in your purse. Keep it in, you know, your car. Put it in your kids' lunchbox. Put it in your husband's lunchbox or pack his lunch up with the word. You got to get that word in your house. You got to get that word in your heart. You got to eat the word. Eat it. Eat it. It's your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Eat the word. Eat the word. When I start eating the word, it's just like every time I hear the word, even when I pray the Bible app, I used to go to sleep with the Bible app on. It would wake me up. I would hear certain things, and it would wake me up. When I would hear, when it would be time for Yahshua to talk, when he was talking, it would wake me up, and I would like, oh, my God, do y'all not hear him talking to you? I would literally wake up out my sleep and saying, y'all from this stiff-neck, rebellious nation, he keep telling y'all over and over, you don't believe. I would wake up saying stuff like that out of my sleep. You can be asleep, but your spirit is awake. Oh, I'm going to say that again. You can be asleep, but your spirit is awake. And there's just certain things that I will hear that will wake me up. And I'll be like, yeah, Jesus, get them. Yeah, that's right, tell them. Oh, now what? Y'all, this is true. I'm telling you. Because I want the word to be in me. I want it so bad. I thirst for it so bad. I will stay up to 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning reading the book. And I will go to sleep with it. And I will wake up, yeah, get him. You tell him. Oh, Lord, you don't hear what he's saying? You don't hear? I will wake up saying stuff like that. That word was ministering to me even in my sleep. And I'll wake up sometimes saying, there were certain things that would hit my ear, hit my spirit. I'll wake up saying, that's deep right there. That's deep right there. Turn back over, go back to sleep. Something else come, say something. It will wake me up throughout the night because that word was so good. I was eating it. I was sleeping with it. I was bathing in it. You got, oh, my God, Holy Spirit, speak to your people tonight. I'm just your vessel. Oh, my God, I felt that. I don't know who's feeling that. You got to want the word so up in you. When the word get up in you, everything in you start being cut away. It will cut things out of you. Whatever's in you can't stay in there because the word, when you hear the word, great is he that's in me. When you abide in me, this is Christ talking, this is Yahshua talking in his word. When you abide in me, that means when you come connected to me, when you are knitted to me, when you have that relationship with me, that means you abide in me and my word gonna be in you. And when my word is in you, any sickness can't stay there. It can't dwell there too long because my word gonna come in there and purge you and wash you. Now, yo, his word gonna be in you. Oh. Yeah, sure. Day of Pentecost. Stood out and said, if anybody hungry, you know, if anybody thirst, if you thirst, come and drink. You got to want to thirst for the word. You can't operate in a gift. There's no way you can operate in a gift and you don't know the word. You got to know that word because the reason why you have to know the word, why do you have to know the word? Well, I'm glad you asked tonight. So the reason why you have to know the word because Yahweh came down as the word. He spoke the word. We learned that through the book of John, in the beginning. And now when I teach in the beginning of what, you tell me what to say, in the beginning of what. Because you got to let the people go search the word. You got to search the word for yourself. I can sit up here Friday after Friday after Friday. Do you not know how many times after Friday for 2 years, almost 3 years, do you not know how many times on Monday teaching the word in Bible study, word from word for 3 and 4 years? Do you know how many times on Saturday morning prayer, I would sit there and pray. I would sit there and pray, and I would go into another, like another realm. It's like my feet will be lifted up off the ground in a sea for people, getting hit left, right, back, front, in the leg, in everywhere. I would do that for 3 to 4 years on the prayer line. Come back on the, be on the radio, get up and get on the prayer line, back on Monday on Bible study, and then had 3 weeks, of course, 3 weeks of spiritual warfare. Lord, teach us how to pray. Deliver us. Healing and deliverance class. This went on for a while, but if the people don't want it, do you know how many people was in that class and they still jacked up? Oh, my God. You got to want it. I can just only lead you. I can lead you to the water, but I can't make you drink. I can sit up here and label, teach you the word, break the word down. That's the best way I know how to break it down. And I think I'm a pretty simple teacher. But you got to want it. You can't come on Monday and then come back on Friday and then come back on Saturday and you not get nothing out of it. You still thinking dirty. You still thinking. Something is wrong. You got to want it for yourself. God not going to allow you to continue to pull on the people. You got to have a relationship for him, for yourself. We here on PGN is here as his vessel to feed y'all. But we got to, if he said, if I be lifted up, I draw men. He didn't say lift LaShawn up. He didn't say lift Prophet Randy up. He didn't say lift Brother Terrence and Sister Tanisha up. He didn't say lift us up. We are ministry. We are ministering to y'all on earth. He didn't say lift us up. None of us is higher than the I'm no higher. I'm not above Randy. You know, none of us above each other. We are here to give you the word. You got to go search the word. You got to go test the word. You got to go to the Father directly and get the clarification. One thing I know, there are really, really genuine people out there that's so passionate, that have spent time, that have seen his glory, that seen miracle, that seen the dead raised. These are simple people. These are the people that don't have big names and big titles. They choose to be on PGN to teach his people. They ain't on no big platform. But these the one that's carrying a glory. They are the end time remnant. This is where God wants us to be at this time, this moment. Don't go too fast. Don't get out of order. We got to stay in order. Will we get beat down? Will we get wore down? Yes, we are. But when we doing it with clean hands and pure hearts, will we be tried by fire? God's going to bring us through. You don't understand. I've seen some people come up with torture. And when they come up with the torture, they have won the battle. The victory is the Lord. You better understand. And as I was driving today, I was hearing they better back up, and they better back up now, because the Father is really revealing things. Father is showing what they're doing. Father is showing these inches of witches and warlocks. And like I heard today, they better back up and back up quickly. Because there's a war going on. The angel is fighting on our behalf. And do you understand? When the angel are fighting on your behalf, there is a battle going on for your life. That's why you got to open your mouth and pray. You got to open your mouth and pray. See, that's why I can write things down on here, what I'm going to talk about. But he taught me, you know, the Holy Spirit taught me a long time ago. I remember somebody gave me a word. You can write it down. They told me you can write it down all you want to. The Holy Spirit really do be speaking through you and going to take over. You can write it down all you want to. You ain't going to go through. You ain't going to say nothing on that paper that you Holy Spirit, help your people. You can write it down on you. Let me tell you something. God's spirit are in these people. I'm talking about genuine people. You can write it down all you want to. But when you dedicate your life to Christ, when you say, I am your true vessel, have your way. Use thy hands and use thy feet. So you take over. It ain't about me, Father God. Jesus, you don't even have to ask me, can you come on Blog Talk? You don't even have to ask me, Father, can you take over? You can come in anytime. You don't even have to knock on the door. You can come in. Come in and have a conversation with me. Come in and take over the ministry, because it's not my ministry. You've given it to me. I'm just your vessel. And when you invite Christ in and tell him to take over, he's going to speak through you. You can write it in the idea, you can write it down all you want to. The Holy Spirit is going to take over. And I begin to find out that it's so true. I will ask him, what do you have for your people? Who do you want me to minister to? Who do you want me to pray for? What do you want me to do today? I used to have a habit saying that, what are you thinking? What do you want me to do? You better ask him, who do you want me to connect to? Who do you not want me to connect to? is very important in this hour. Psalms 23. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I tell you, Texas been raining. It rained real bad last night. It's been raining. For it to be December, we have been having rainy days. We have been having very rainy days. 1 minute is 80 degrees. Then it dropped down to 30. 32 degrees, so we've been dealing with all this sneezing and allergies. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When who he said, my sheep don't know my voice. He is the shepherd, and his sheep gonna know his voice. When you know his voice, you should not want for nothing. You're not gonna want for nothing. It might not be on, not when you want it. It might not come when you want it, but you know when you need it. He know how to open that door. He know how to shut that door. He know how to give it to you at the right time. He know when to give it to you. And it's going to be on his timing. You ain't going to want for nothing when everybody was going through the pandemic. Can you think? Think when he brought you out of something. Think when you didn't have nothing in your pocket. Think when you didn't have no food and somebody blessed you. Think when you didn't have way to get to work and somebody gave you a ride. Think when you didn't even know how you was going to make it, how you was going to get out this mess. Think God saved you. You could have been dead right about now, but God ain't done what you said. The car could have took you out in that bad car wreck, or you was in a car wreck, but God saved you from that car wreck. God saved you from that premature death. God saved you from that disease for taking you out. Think what he has done for you. You shall not want. That's what it means. You shall not want. You shall not go hungry. The sickness will not take you out, because he's your shepherd. He's what you need. He made me lie down in the green pastures. He leading me beside the still water. In that still water, you're going to get your peace. In that still water, the Holy Spirit, out your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. When he says anybody thirst, let them come. Let them drink from this cup. When you drink from the cup that's in his hand, you're going to have peace. When you drink from the cup that's in his hand, you can receive your prosperity. When I'm talking about prosperity, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, we cannot do anything without it. When you drink from the cup in his hand, it begins to open your spiritual eyes. When you drink from the cup that's from his hand, you will receive your healing and deliverance. Who am I talking to tonight? Oh, you just got to rest, surrender, give it all to him. Take your grip off of it. You lay yourself down. He wants you to lay down. And in one of the Bible verse, it said his robe is like a train. It's filled the temple. I had a vision of his robe. His robe is so long. It says the train of his robe is filled the temple. And see, oh my God, Holy Spirit, help your people tonight. I tell you, I feel the anointing of my Father. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon here. And the woman with the issue of blood, she has the hem of his garment. That means she has to get down dirty. She crawled away through the crowd. She pecked away. She crawled just to touch the hem. Well, can I give you a newsflash? This is the deep revelation that the Holy Spirit had given me one day. Well, that's clothes that he had on, they stripped them from. garment and begin to rip it and begin to cast it in lock. Come on, y'all. See, when the woman, when she was on her knees and she was crawling through the crowd just to touch the hem of his garment, they stripped it. You remember they put him on the cross. He didn't have no clothes on because they took that garment and they began to rip it and they began to cast lots. They was gambling. Excuse me. They was gambling his clothing. Whoa. When he got his new glorified body, his father dressed him in a new garment. Somebody gonna catch it. Somebody gonna catch this revelation. When he went to the father gave him a new clothing. Because you remember they took the clothes and they ripped them off for him. And they began to tear it up and they began to sell it. They was down there shooting dice. Some of y'all in the hood know what that is. They were shooting dice for it. So when he began to go to his father, he got a new garment. They say his robe is like a train filled the temple. So I don't have to grab the old garment. I want to lay on the robe. Oh, my God, y'all better catch it. I want to lay on the new robe that's filling the temple in heaven. I may not can get up there, but I tell you, when I pray, I'm matching myself laying down on a new robe that he's dressed in now. With something going on in my body, I want to lay down on the robe that's filling the temple. Drag me along that robe. I want to lay there because I want my healing. Who am I talking to? It might sound crazy to you, but it don't sound crazy to me because I sure did get healing. You want to reach up there? You have to have faith enough to reach up there and grab it. His new garment. Oh, I'm going to help you out tonight. I'm going to help you out tonight. So, Psalms 23, that still water, he's going to restore my soul. He's going to restore you. He's going to lead you. He's going to lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He is a righteous God. If he a righteous God, you can come to him jacked up and messed up. But when you cry out to him, when you hungry and thirst for him, you're going to be a righteous man, a wise woman, a woman with wisdom, a man with wisdom. You're not going to be a fool no more. You're going to be a woman and a man with grace, full of grace and favor. Yeah, though I walk through the valley, a shadow of death. We see death all around us. That's them dry bones too. You see it every day. Death is all around us. Even though you see them, they going on. Death don't have no age. Death don't have no color. Death don't care if you ugly or pretty, beauty. It doesn't matter. But what he said, even though you walking through this, it's all around you. We cannot escape it. Letting us know, David said, I see it all the time. I go out there and fight war all the time. I've been winning this war because God fights my battle. He just using me to win the war. So, yes, I walk through the valley, shadow of death, David saying, I will not fear no evil. I'm not going to fear no evil. I got to walk this. I'm fighting. I killed thousands and thousands and thousands. This is David. But David had to write it for you and I. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. You think David was not a every time he had to go, even though he kept saying, the battle's not mine, it's yours. But do you not know when he had to leave his home and leave his wife and his children and go out there on that battlefield? When you're in ministry, you got to go out there on that battlefield. And just like David, he had to fight a war all the time, thousands by thousands by thousands. Some of you in ministry is demons. My God began to reveal to me, some of us are called to duty. And I did a teaching by call of duty. When you are called to duty, there are different rankings. Because demons have different rankings. Angels have different rankings. And some of you are different rankings in the body of Christ, in the spirit realm. Some of y'all, when we in the healing and deliverance, what he revealed to me, oh, I'm finna help somebody out tonight. It's finna be on PGN. I'm finna help you out tonight. The revelation, he keep giving me deep revelation about this. Some of us run our mouth too much. When you are a special task forceman, when you are in the military, Marine, special task forceman, when you are called to duty, when you have a certain assignment to go in and kill and get out, let me tell you something. Those special task forcemen, they have different rankings. They go and snap the snappers. You don't even know where they're at. You don't even know where they're shooting at. You can't detect them. The special task forces, the ones that come in at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, and you don't even hear the helicopter. You don't even hear the plane at night. You don't even know they're in the swamp. They then went through the swamp. They done went through the water. They done swim miles to get to you. They in your back door. They on top of your roof. They get in there, they coming for a kill. They got 20 seconds to do what they need to do. Somebody better catch this tonight. They got 20 seconds. Some of them got less than a minute. Some of them got less than it, depend on the target and how crucial it is. How many bodyguards they have. How many people they have on the ground. How many men they got on the ground. They can bypass every man on the ground. They will not be detected. Y'all, I'm going to give y'all a revelation tonight. They will not be detected. There could be 100 men on the ground. They can drop in the roof, blow the roof up without being detected. Get in and kill less than a minute and get up out of there. See, what he's saying, some of you running y'all mouth, you got the post on every Facebook page, every flyer, I'm coming to town, I'm coming to town, or we coming to town, and you got to go in there quickly, you got to get in there secretly. God got to hide you, because the time is so important. He got to hide you from the witches, he got to hide you from the warlocks. He got to hide you because he already know they're going to group up. They already know they're going to be monitoring you. They're going to be hanging out to the east, the west, and the north, and the south. They waiting on you to come in town because you done ran your mouth. You done broadcast it. But what he showed me, I'm going to have a special team, you know, that they're going to come in. Nobody ain't going to know they there. They're going to come in and get the kill and come out. You don't got time to hang out with the pastor. You don't got time to go to their house. You don't got time to lie about it. You got to get in there and get out. You didn't catch that right there. That's the call of duty. You can't get too close. You can't let them terminate you. Them people, those type of people that's in the military, their mind is already set for their assignment. People probably think they mean. They probably think they don't have a life. But that's how their mind got to be programmed. Their mind got to be a set for their assignment. They went to a high test for training. And see, while you spending time with God, he's already taking you through that training. You done already done got beat down. You done already went through another round. You done already experienced it in your own household. So when you ready, he's going to pull you out. Oh, somebody better speak tonight, because I'm telling you what the revelation he gave me. Everybody don't have that ranking. You don't have that ranking, don't you try to get that ranking. That's a high tense ranking. Some people, I have seen some people went through town, came through city. Nobody knew they was there. They was in and out. Nobody didn't even know they was there. They didn't know they was in Dallas. They didn't know they was in Chicago. They didn't even know because they went in and came out. They didn't broadcast it. They didn't make flyers. Oh, somebody better hear. Somebody better get it tonight. Somebody better get that tonight. We've got to move. Sometimes we got to move when he say move quietly. It's very important. Then you want, oh, they were waiting on us. They knew they were, they knew we were coming. Yeah, they knew you were coming because you put it all on. You put it on the billboard, you put it on Facebook, you put it on YouTube. Yeah, everybody know you coming. You listen to what God tells you. So David, go back to the word. Tell you, let the Holy Spirit use me. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. They rod, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Let me tell you something. I have seen the staff in the spirit. I've seen that staff coming down. Lord Jesus. Some things you just can't release. When a staff be released to you in the spirit, I mean, you're responsible for the sheep, the overseer. Oh, I'm going to say it again. When a staff been released to you in the spirit, you're responsible for the sheep. Everybody don't get that staff. I seen it. I seen it come down to be released. That's God gonna protect you with that. Once you got that in your hand, you already know whose side you on. God don't release that to anybody. He gotta trust you that you gonna take care of his sheep. He gotta know you gonna do right by his sheep. Everybody don't get that. Everybody don't get it. Some people think they can come take it from me. Whatever God got for you is for you. They can't come take nothing. God prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. God anoint my head with oil, my cup run it over. Let me tell you something. It can be Jim, Jane, Tom, Bob, Larry, Leslie, everybody be sitting at that table. Everybody sit at that table. And everybody you sitting in the midst of, don't nobody like what's up, what you carry. There could be 12 people at that table. And none of them, they smile at you, they're going to eat with you, they're going to follow you, they will follow you to the one end, to the earth, to the other. And they don't like what you care. But no, he's going to continue to prepare that buffet in the midst of your enemy. In the midst of your enemy. I have seen in the spirit, where all have been poured over my head in the spirit. I'm telling you, some of these Bible verses will manifest in your life. You got to eat the word. You got to bathe in the word. You got to believe the word first. I have seen myself bending down what all been poured over my head. He will anoint your head with oil, and then your cup, it will. I'm telling you, this stuff is so true, y'all. Your cup will run over. You won't even have room to receive. When you got the grace of God upon your head, when you have the grace of God, first you got to know how to walk in humility. You got to know about humility. You got to know humility can cost you something. Humility can cost you your friends, your family. That humility, you got to put on the coat of humble. Humility don't feel good. Because in order to walk in humility, you got to walk in integrity. Come on, who am I talking to? And you got to humble yourself. When they don't like you, you humble yourself. When they talking about you, you humble yourself. When you know they ain't teaching the word right, you humble yourself. When you, Holy Spirit, you better speak to your people tonight. When you know they operating in a familiar spirit, you humble yourself. Somebody better catch it. You humble because you walk in that humility and you walk in that integrity. I will stop you. Pride, rebellion will stop you from walking in humility. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David said, I'm going to dwell in his house until he takes me home. I'm jacked up, but I cried. David had a heart. He had a heart for Christ. He had a heart for his king. He had a heart. That's why he took from Saul to give it to David, because he liked the David heart. David had a crying heart for him. David's heart was for God. God don't care about nothing else. He searches our heart. He searches the innermost parts of us. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. We allow him to be our shepherd. When we allow him to be our way maker. When we allow him to be our help. When we trust him completely and surrender to him. That's the book I want to share with y'all tonight. Go read it for yourself. So Father God, as I release the line, Father God, I ask that you continue to use me. Father God, you've got a word for your people. But one thing I know, you are the word. Prophecy is in the word, y'all. Prophecy is in the word. He's going to back it up with his word. Some people missing because they really don't understand the prophetic. Oh, my God, I don't have enough time on here. I don't have a lot of people are not. If y'all didn't hear me this before, a lot of people is not called to be personal prophet. It does. Go read the book of Ezekiel. Go read Jeremiah. Oh, come on. Some people are called to the nation. Some people call the sound to be the on the tower to sound the alarm for the nation. Who is the Israel? Who is he talking to? There is no personal prophet. Come on, y'all. Different Simon. He speaks to us through his word. If he got a word for you, he's going to speak through his word. That's why y'all have to have a relationship with him for yourself. I'm telling y'all, I have to just speak the truth. Anybody been on here know I'm going to speak the truth. I have to. So, Father God, thank you for the word. I just pray that they will go back and read the word. Let this be a word for them this weekend, Psalms 23, that they will put the word in their home. They will eat the word, bathe with the word. Father God, trust you with your word. Use the word in difficult and tough times. Use your word when you doing good in their life, that they still stand on your word. In the name of Yahshua, Father God, I thank you. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and take callers. Listen, if you like what you heard, you know what you heard tonight, if you like to comment on it, you can press 1 on your phone. I see you on the switchboard. I'll be more happy to bring you on. You press 1 on your phone. I see your little hands up waving at me, and I'll be more happy to talk to you. We already got a couple hands up, so we're going to go ahead and start with our first caller. 202-557, Max, who's calling? Where are you calling from?
This is Robbie.
Hey, Robbie, how you doing? Hey, how you doing?
Hey, kind of going through, coming out, though.
Well, you know, I tell you, but the one thing you said, you coming, that's good.
Yes.
That you acknowledge that. That's good. I tell you, when you said that, I was talking to somebody, and they was talking about something about, you know, December 31st and 2023, I'm going to do this. And I said, well, I got to tell you that we have already been crossed over. When you on God's timing, and I don't know why I'm going this here with you, when we on God's timing, not man's timing, when we on God's timing, there is a period in life we have to cross ourselves over. There is something on the other side for us when we cross ourselves over. And when we begin to cross ourselves over with his timing, you know, the enemy is going to try to trip us up, don't want us to get to the other side. Remember, Jesus was in the boat, and he like, let us go. He heard the cry from the other side. Let us go to the other side.
Yes.
It could be somebody you need to get to the other side, and the enemy don't want you to get there to the other side. The enemy don't want you to cross over to your newness. My God, I felt that. The enemy don't want you to cross over to your newness, your new mindset, your new beginning, your respiration. You know, he don't want you to get the new wisdom, the new door that's opened up for you, but he's going to try to keep you on the other side. He's going to send these storms raging in your life. But I do see you're crossing over. The time been there for you to cross over. The time been there.
Yes.
But all these little stuff keep trying to come after you, because you know why? Your calling is greater. Sometimes he will make it uncomfortable for us to let us know our season is over. Now cross over. Oh, I hope you caught that. I'm going to see if I can remember. Sometimes your season is over. Now it's time for you to cross over.
Jesus.
Not like that. And we get too comfortable sometimes. Or sometimes we want to test the water, but we don't want to go out there too deep, because we don't know what's on the other side.
Yeah.
We just know we need to get there to the other side. I don't know if this has been told to you, but I see you traveling with your ministry. I see you traveling with your ministry.
Yes.
I just seen you traveling with your ministry.
Yes. That is confirmation.
Yeah, I just seen that. You traveling with your ministry. Trust God in this process. Sometimes he got to make us uncomfortable to get us out of so we can move. We got to move. He requires more of you. And sometimes he got to make us uncomfortable. Because you outgrown. I don't know what you outgrown. Wherever you at, you outgrown.
My God.
You outgrown it. So, I'm telling you, I felt that you outgrown where you at. And it's really a crossover season for you. Trust God in the process. So, Father God, I thank you. Father God, we thank you for the new beginning. We thank you for everything you're doing in your son's life, Father God. I thank you for divine connection. I thank you for that connection. Even I see you connecting to a ministry. It's not a small ministry. But I do see you traveling. And Father God, I ask that you give them traveling grace. I ask that you connect them to the right people. Connect them with true men of God. Connect them with the true men of God. Father God, let the connection come, Father God. Those who have clean hands and pure heart. Those that love to do work to serve you, Father God. That they doing this for you, Father God. They doing this, Father God, to go and go out there and bring these souls, drag these young men, get them back to a rightful place with you, Father God. And Father God, listen, don't be surprised. I don't know if you already doing this. Don't be surprised that you are teaching about marriage. I don't know why I keep seeing it with you. I don't know you've been teaching on marriage or that's going to be part of your ministry, marriage. Don't be surprised now.
My God. That's another confirmation.
I'm telling you, I see you ministering to marriage couple. Marriage. And don't think yours not coming, but I see it. You're going to minister to marriage couple. You're going to meet marriage men. You know, you're going to be introduced to that. So don't be surprised. Don't limit yourself. Whatever is trying to keep you in this place, it's time for you to move. I don't know if that's a physical move or if this is just a move, but Father God, I ask that you give him more clarification, give him wisdom on that, that he will know without a shadow of a doubt, this is you. Push him in the right direction. I say push him in the right direction. My God, push him. Push him in the right direction. You do it, Father. In the name of Yahshua. And he won't be Mr. And Father God, any blockage, anyone trying to get in the way, I ask that you step in and part ways. Keep the angel around and about him. Keep the minister angel ministering to him. Even I see you waking up writing. Or what God is touching your eyes too. He's touching your eyes.
Thank you, Lord.
I see you getting up at certain time. This is like early in the morning. I'm talking about like, look like by 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. I see you writing.
Yes.
So, Father God, download everything that needs to be downloaded to you. And don't you be afraid, even in the prophetic realm. Don't be afraid to speak what thus said the Lord. Don't be afraid to share what he tells you to release, because I see that prophetic realm being released upon you. He's going to open you up more to it.
Jesus.
So you're going to endure with Christ. Endure with him. Endure this thing with him. So, Father God, I thank you and give him more deep revelation. Even when he opened the book, you studied the book. He told John, the angel said, take it. Oh, my God, I felt that. Boy, I felt that.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
My God. Woo, Jesus. That angel say, take it.
Hallelujah.
You got to take the word. Sometimes you got to take the beating. Oh, you got to take it. Oh, you got to take it. Come on, Holy Spirit. You're going to be just fine.
Hallelujah.
Don't look at the past. Don't even say coulda, woulda, shoulda. Them days is over. It's time. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for guiding him. We thank you for teaching him. We thank you for molding him. We thank you for correcting him. We thank you for restoring him.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for his joy. We thank you for finance breakthrough. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for provide. We thank you for the miracle. We thank you for restoring his family. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for protecting him. We thank you. That brother, that I see a brother. Oh, Father, my kakikiradikamandoradikaman. Oh, Father God, I thank you that you're healing and deliverance, and that you're setting the captives free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Is this a brother, a nephew, some man?
Jesus.
It's a man. I feel that through my body. Thank you, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We
thank you,
Father God. Deliverance is the children's bread. Oh, Father God, snatch them up right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I don't know who's this male close to you or you've been interceding for, but Father God, I thank you for sustaining them. I thank you for spurring their life. I thank you for protecting them. I thank you for keeping them in the name of Jesus, my God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Well, I'm just, that's it. I'm cutting it off right there. That's it.
I know. I also ask prayer too for traveling mercy. Yeah, I've been traveling for quite some hours today and still am. And so kind of tired, but I'm alert.
Okay. Wow. So, you know, that's interesting. Because I think there was something up in that word about, well, anyway, Well, Lord, we thank you for traveling grace. We thank you that the angel is in the car with him. You are the pilot and he's the co-pilot. Father God, we ask that you continue to, you know, be around him, Father God, as he get to his destiny. Father God, we thank you for scoping the place that he's going. You and I already scoped it out. Father God, we cover him up under the blood of Jesus. Father God, let me tell you something. You got an angel there with you. Matter of fact, you got more than one angel with you. You got more than one angel.
Thank you, Lord.
You are protected. Even as you're on that road, the Holy Spirit, as you're on that road, the Holy Spirit been ministering to you.
Yes.
I don't know how much farther you have to go. But Father God, I ask that you restore his body, keep him awake. Father God, you know, let him be able to, you know, get to a safe place if he needs to rest, a safe place for him to rest. But God, them angels with you, they didn't already scope the places. There will be no transferring in the spirit. Father God's spirit will not be able to weigh him down because we know going to different regions, different place. Father God, keep him protecting. Keep his mind right in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, even listening, you're going to, I'm asking God to protect you. I don't know where you're going, but Father God, keep him protected.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. In the Jesus name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
How long you been on the road?
Since about maybe 9 o'clock this morning. I stopped off maybe for a couple of hours and then I got back on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since about maybe around about 10 o'clock this morning.
Mm-hmm. And you just stopped for a little bit and got back on the road?
Yes.
How many more hours you have before you get to your destination?
I shouldn't be too far away from where I'm going, but I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do as far as, I don't know, I may end up sleeping in the car. I'm not sure tonight from where I have to go, but I'll find out once I get there.
So you got about an hour or 2 hours away?
No, I want to say maybe about, let me see, I have maybe about maybe 20 minutes maybe, at the most 20 or 30 more minutes. But then
okay.
I don't know, once I get there, I don't know if I'm going to have to drive some more, you know, to another spot or not. I'm not sure.
Okay. So I tell you what, you just hold tight if you can on here because we got more
mm-hmm.
callers and you get there, find out where you at because I'm just praying that God will put you in a place of safety. So hopefully they'll be able to provide. I don't know what, you don't have to say here on the radio where you going, you know, and what this about. But I'm praying that you will be able to have a safe place to rest.
Yes. Well, thank you.
That's a long time. So, Father God, we just ask that you work it out. Work it out. Work it out for him. When he gets there, that everything will be worked out for him.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. I know how it is when you're on the road. I didn't drove places. I know how it is.
Yes.
So We just pray that it work out when you get to where you your destination, that they will provide what you need.
Yes. Hallelujah.
So, if you want to stick around, or we're going to let you concentrate on driving, you can put your phone on mute. We'll check back in and see how things are going.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. I'm going to put you on mute.
All right.
I'll keep you just... I'll check back in on it.
Okay, I appreciate that.
All right. Thank y'all for being so patient. 828-989.
Hi,
where are you calling from?
This is Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hey, Jennifer, how you doing?
Pretty good. The word that just keeps coming to me as you've been speaking is just this desperation.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a good one. Desperation. That's a good one, Jennifer. Well, that's a good one. How you doing?
Pretty good, I guess. I don't know what I'm doing. I was asking the Lord, actually. That's the word that I just kept hearing. Desperation. That's pretty much... That's what I feel like. Desperate for him. Desperate.
Now, he was speaking that for you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what? There's a song. Matter of fact, let me see. I'm going to pull it up. It's on YouTube. I want you to listen to it. And that's the name of it, Desperate for You. Let me see, because I want you to listen to it. I'm going to give it to you so you can pull it up. It's called For You. Yeah, Desperate for You. Let's see who's singing this. This is a particular one. Okay, it's called Desperate for You. It's the Full Set Pray Room in Nashville. If you can pull it up on YouTube.
Desperate for You.
Desperate for You Live, Full Set Prayer Room. And it's LEGACY Nashville. And it's on YouTube.
Okay.
It's a really, really like a spoken worship. It's like 56 minutes long.
Oh, wow. Wonderful.
So when you said that what came to my spirit. Tell her to listen to that.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Look that up and listen to that.
Okay.
It's going to bless you. It's really going to bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's really going to bless you. So, Father God, and I thank you, Father God, for speaking to your daughter tonight. Father God, because when I hear that, it's a desperate cry. That's what I'm seeing, that you have this desperate cry for him.
Yes.
That you're desperate. You're desperate for him. You're desperate for more.
Yes.
And, I mean, oh, when you listen to that song, you're going to call back next week. It's going to bless you. Oh, my God, it's going to bless you. It's going to be a blessing for you. So, Father God, you see the desperate, her cry, Father God. And, Father God, you're going to move some things out of her life, and you're gonna bless her through this, Father God. And so, Father God, I thank you for what you're doing. It's something about a desperate cry. It's something about a desperate hunger. When you're desperate for him, when you're desperate to chase after him, when you're desperate for more of him, I don't know if you felt that.
Yes. Yes, I did.
It's like, my God. Whew. It's like you can breathe now, Jennifer. It's okay for you to breathe now. It's okay for you to breathe. That desperate cry is going to really heal your body.
Thank you.
And authority to lay hands on yourself, Jennifer.
I'm sorry.
I said, you have the power and authority to lay hands on yourself and then healing becomes whole in your own body.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. All doors,
Jesus.
God is shedding all them doors that need to be shed in your life. But I'm hearing that you can breathe now.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I don't know if you've been having headaches lately.
Yes.
Because I felt something on top of my head. So every mind-binding headache, every mind-binding, everything that's come against your mind, Father God, I ask that you touch your mind right now. Every mind-binding. Once again, I keep hearing it's okay for you to breathe now. You can breathe now. That's what I keep hearing. You can breathe now.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Father God, I thank you for touching her mind. The thing that's on top of her head, her mind, Father God. I ask, Father God, that by your anointing, your spirit move upon your daughter. Snatch whatever need to be snatched away. Every dry bone in her life, we speak and command it to come alive. And we command that she live. She shall live. You got the power and authority to condemn every negative curse word. So, Father, I thank you for what you're doing. But to go back, you can breathe. Take a deep breath and breathe. You don't have to be uptight no more. You don't got the hold on it no more. You can breathe.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the desperate. You're desperate for him, and he hears you. But you can let go now. I don't know, this thing that's been trying to choke the life out of you.
Yes.
You can let it, you have to let it go. You have to let it go. You, and yeah, just keep hearing that. You can breathe now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
so, Father, teach your daughter, teacher. The more you desperate for him, the more you cry for him, the more you thirst for him, it's coming. You know, it doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes it takes time. Some people take longer, but you eventually you're going to get there. You'll get there. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Listen to that song. Matter of fact, listen to that song before you go to bed. 56 minutes long, but it's going to bless you.
Yes.
So, Father God, you let us know in Matthew's 18. You say, verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever we bind here on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever we loose here on earth shall be loose in heaven. So, Father God, let your love and peace be upon her. We just loosen it right now from heaven to be upon your daughter. And we bind every mind-binding demon, everything that's trying to oppress her. We bind it in the name of Jesus. But I just speak a calmness. I just speak calmness and peace over you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
So just embrace it and listen to it. Just listen to that. That song right there, that song itself is for you, and it's going to bless you. And keep playing it.
Desperate for you. Desperate for you.
You're gonna enjoy it.
I will. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is there anything else?
No. No, thank you. I think I'm in a good mood.
Oh, you have a blessed weekend.
Me too. Thank you, LaShawn. God bless you.
God bless you too. Matthew's calling. Where are you calling from?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well.
Well, I'm glad to hear your voice once again.
Thank you.
I call myself cleaning up some tonight. I don't know. I'm not in the bed mode. So I'm here kind of doing a little cleaning.
Okay.
And I decided to call. Huh?
Okay. That's good.
Did you say how everything's going?
Mm-hmm.
Well, everything's going okay. You know, the Lord wants us to rejoice in all things.
Mm-hmm.
Even when things are not the best, even when things are the best, to give him praise and honor where honor's due.
Amen.
And yep. So no matter what mood we're in, we have, you know, it's best to give him praise and honor because he didn't have to wake us up this morning.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Amen.
And he did it so many, Yeah, and there's so many things he didn't really have to do.
Lord, he did.
Like he paid the sin debt and the atonement. And when you look at it, he said, I'm through with everything, you know. I'm not giving another second chance. It's just over. But he came on and let us have a chance to have family, gatherings of brothers, sisters, mothers, uncles, and so forth and so on, and gave us a chance to get it right.
He did give us that chance, son. We didn't have to own up.
So I'm praising him. I have my praise and worship music on, and I call myself kind of cleaning up for tonight, and I called in the PGN, and I said, oh, I was glad to, you know, get in on the call and give him some more praise and worship. No matter what kind of mood we're in, we know what can cause an offset mood to not make us feel as well. But we want to break through that and give God the glory because he is number one in the head of our lives, and he deserves it.
Yeah. I tell you, he didn't have to do it. He could have ended this when they took his life. He could have sent them angels, wiped this earth out. It would have been over for us. We wouldn't have been born, you know. We could have did that over 200 years ago, but he didn't do it. That's how much he loved us. It could have been over. Well, Father God, we thank you for teaching your daughter. Father God, we thank you for ministering to her. Father God, I just pray that she will just allow you to have your way in her life, Father God. Just sit at your feet and get fed. Father God, that she will let you feed her the food that you want her to have in this next coming season, Father God. And Father God, I thank you that she's letting things go and trusting you totally with her life, trusting you totally with her finance, trusting you totally with her child, trusting you totally with your child, Father God, that she trusting you totally by decision-making of Father God, that you know what's best for her. You see ahead. You see everything. You hold the keys to everything that she needs, Father God, that she will search you more, that she will require, you will require of her more. And Father God, I thank you. I thank you, Father God, that there will be a settlement in her life, that she will settle with you, that she will settle with you. Settle, relax, trust him, take your hands off her, that she will settle in her spirit with you, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I receive it. I receive it. You know, there was a time when I would call the prayer line, and I've come a little ways, because I was just bothered and bothered. This ain't right, sister, the prophet is what you're on. This is not right. You know, I'm not going to let it go. And you were like, just let it go. And I was like, no, I mean, I'm letting it go. And at the same token, we have to look at Jesus is a gentleman, and he is not going to try to, we're working it out, and then he's, you know, well, let me step in, because he's a gentleman, and we we're trying to work it out, and no, we got to let it go and let God. And once you do that, you feel a lot better in your soul. And you just feel a lot better. Just say, God's got it. He's got it.
Mm-hmm.
And let this thing unfold in him.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was telling one of the sisters tonight, what are you going to do about this now? What are you going to do about this? And I said, well, I'm going to give it to the Lord and watch things unfold with him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, that's not it. I understand you're going to do that. But I'm asking you something. What are you going to do with this? Now, what are you going to do with this? I said, well, I'm going to let it unfold with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they finally got, I guess they got tired and decided, you know, I'm not going to ask anymore because she said she's waiting to unfold, but I'm asking you, well, what are you going to do? You know, and it was a point, you know, I would call a prayer line and everything and talk with you. And you say, let go and let God. He's going to do it. So I'm just thankful to PGN and the network because, and the Lord Jesus, number one, for helping me. Because it was times when I just did not want to let it go, and I was trying to handle it myself.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
So I just want to say, Jesus, I love you, I thank you, and I adore you for giving not me, but all of us a second chance, and also how many chances you want, whatever he desires, to get it right before he comes. Because you know what? I don't know when he's going to come. He's going to come like a thief in the night.
Uh-huh.
But there's so many signs and things going on. Like with the river Euphrates, it's drying up. The Mississippi River. It's so many things going on. And over in Jerusalem, I don't know what's going on with that. I just try to keep up. You know, we already know Jesus. He's already come. He's already been here. We're not just found him, you know. But over there, they're doing something else. I don't know what's going on, but it was on YouTube. But right now I'm looking for the hills from which cometh my help.
Uh-huh.
And our help comes from Jesus Christ. So that's what I'm thankful for.
Uh-huh. Well, I tell you, I don't know what's going on because I don't watch the news or nothing like that. I try to let the Holy Spirit reveal things, you know. I listen to certain prophetic voices, so we just got to take be tuned to his voice. That's the only thing I'm going to say, be tuned to his voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important for us to be tuned to his voice and his word. Because there's a lot going on, and we got to know what is of him and what is not of him.
That's right. And hold on to his unchanging hand.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I thank you.
Oh, go ahead.
I said, I thank the Lord for you, Sister LaShawn, as always. Mm-hmm. And may the Lord complete. You are a Proverbs 31 woman that's on the move for the Lord. So that's awesome.
Oh, he gets the glory now. He gets all the glory.
Yeah, he gets the glory.
I'm just his servant.
You're just his servant. Mm-hmm.
Well, we thank you for calling in, and God bless you, and you have a blessed weekend, and you know, until next time, you never know what he going to have.
That's it. And we just have to walk in complete faith and know that he's going to be with us.
Right. Mm. Well, thank you, Father.
Yep, I love you. And may the Lord continue to bless you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Enjoy your cleaning.
Okay, then.
All right.
Have a good night.
All right. You too.
All right. Let's see. 951-966. I'm gonna ask who's calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Sister Michelle. This is Regina.
You know what, Regina? I was just thinking about you all week. I'm saying, man, I ain't heard from Regina. So I wonder how she's doing. You just in my spirit.
Really? Oh, yeah. No, I think I got the end of, was it last week or the week before? I had worked Friday night.
Uh-huh.
So I caught the end of the show.
Okay.
I think a couple of times I caught the end, and I didn't press one because I caught the end of it.
Uh-huh.
But I heard it all tonight. I'm like, I'm gonna listen in. And I'm like, no, I gotta press my nose. Yeah, it's just always a on time word.
Amen. There's nobody
always.
But him. There's nobody but him.
Yes.
Nobody Amen. But him. We get all the glory. We thank him. Well, is
yes.
there any special prayer requests you have?
No, I don't have any special. No.
Well, Father God, we thank you for your daughter. Father God, we thank you for the patience to endure, and endure it to the end, that you will have the patience to endure it to the end, to the end, to the end, to the end, to the end. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for guiding her. We thank you, Father God, for teaching her. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life. Father God, we thank you that she's finally understand how to let go and trust you totally. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for every door that you open up, but she just got to go ahead and walk through it. She got to go ahead and walk through these doors. Father God, I thank you that you're building up her confidence. Father God, I thank you that she will trust you in every decision making. Father God, I thank you. I don't know what these keys I'm seeing. They are keys to something and some keys that you need. I don't know if you need a car, but do you need a new car? A car?
I do, actually.
Well, I just seen the key, and I was like, okay, a key. What this key? I was saying to myself, now, what is this key from? And then I heard a car. There you go.
And I keep holding out like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been seeing some
I'm just
going to
wait.
Well, you need to quit waiting because I've just seen the key being released for you to get a car. You just got to go get it.
Man.
And everybody know I don't be joking like that. So I'm telling you, go get that car.
Because
I see you in the need of a car. I'm telling you, you need a car bad, for real.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it. You need a car real bad.
I was looking. I was like, ooh, the price is too much. Nope, I'm going to wait. And I was like, I'm going to wait. I'm just going to wait. That's all I can say. I'm going to wait till I just, that's all I can say. I'm going to wait. I'm just going to wait.
Okay. Keep waiting.
No, that's a question, but that's confirmation.
So that was your show confirmation because I need to put, because I'm saying I seen like some keys. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you what I seen. I seen some keys dangling. Like, is you going to get it? You going to take it? You know, that's what I seen. Like, they were dangling.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Well, you are. Mm-hmm.
I can't make it more plainer than that. So either you want them, either you want them or you don't want them.
Right.
Well, thank you for the keys that's going to be to a card that you need, and this is something he just want to bless you with, to show you that he's in the business of blessing you, that you just going to have to trust him and, you know, put your trust in him. And you're going to have that faith to believe he'll do it for you. So Father God, I thank you that she trusts you totally in those that go back to the decision-making, that he give you wisdom. You know, we got to ask him. You know you need a car. Ask him for that new car. Get them keys. Reach up there and get them. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for what you're doing with her family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. That's confirmation.
Like I said,
You saying, Mom, just go get you a car. And I'm like, I don't want payment. So I just keep rolling out.
Here you go.
Amen. Amen.
Well, sorry. Go ahead.
I do want to pray for my brother. I know we pray for him often, but you know, he's had good days, and of course, there's some days it's both like his legs. He lost a feeling in his leg, so he keeps losing his balance and falling.
Is that the one that has surgery on his back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, what's going on with him now?
He said he's losing, like, his legs go numb and he doesn't have feelings in it, and so he's losing his balance.
Uh-huh.
That's what he's sharing. And I don't know if there's more, but he just shares what he wants. You know, he lives alone, so he kind of just tells us what he wants to know.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, Father, continue to do the work that he trusts you to continue to do the work that you've been doing in his life. Father God, we just ask the Holy Spirit touch his legs, Father God. Father God, we just ask that you just give where the doctors can't figure it out, Father God. I just ask that you give the doctors, I tell you, Lord, I was just telling somebody today, it's stuff that I'm just like, since the pandemic, what happened in the medical field? I don't know what's going on in the medical field, but they are doing some weird stuff. So, Father God, I ask that you move on every medical team, move on the medical field, Father God. Father God, I ask that you raise those up, Father God, that would take, you know, this will go in having a heart for your people to do right, Father God.
Yes.
And
yes.
Father God, we just ask that you shake up this medical team, just shake up the medical field in the name of Jesus. But Father God, I just speak. I just stand in heaven that whatever fear is in him, whatever unbelief that's in him, that you will help him with his unbelief, Father God, that he will believe. Help him to believe that you are still a miracle worker. You still in control. So, Father God, I thank you for moving in his life, that he will talk to you, speak to you, and that he will believe that you're still there and you hear him. In the name of Jesus. So, Father God, continue to work in the areas in his life that you have been working on. Continue to work with him, Father God, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.
Well, is there anything else? Oh, you're welcome.
No.
Okay,
one more
caller. You're welcome.
Okay. I'll still be on listening.
Okay. All right. All right. 504-282. Matthew Collin, where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Nicole from New Orleans.
Hey, Nicole, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. How's everything going?
It's going good. I feel like, God is blessing me, and he's moving me in transition. Then I just got a new job, a new position, and so I'm getting prepared for that. So I'm grateful.
That's good. Well, is there a special prayer request you have tonight?
Yes, I would say just, prayers in regards to this transition, just prayers for my family, just to be safe and be at peace during this transition.
Okay. So, Father God, I thank you for the transition that's going on in your daughter's life, Father God, which we know when we go through transition, it's not easy. Don't feel good. Everything seems to come against us. But, Father God, we have to go through it in order for it to balance out. We have to go through it in order for it to be a true, true, smooth transition. So, Father God, thank you for this transition, transformation her. It's like it is a transformation. Not just on the outside of you, but on the inside, if they make any sense. So I think the Father is the newness on the outside and the inside. The way you look, the way you dress, the way you carry yourself, the way you speak, the way you look. It's when God... let me put it like this because I want to make sure I say it right. When I was praying on the... Sometimes you want to make sure why nobody won't think you're being funny. When I was praying on the prayer line, I heard grooming. He's grooming some of us. That could be part of the transition. I mean, he's grooming like a barber. He's got to cut us, clean us up. Some of us got to... Hey, groom, and he's, I'm grooming, I'm trimming. So when I get through, you're going to look like a brand new people because I got to do this for you to go to your next assignment. So he's like, he's grooming some of us. He's grooming, and it's going to be a trimming us up. We got to be trimmed. We got to be groomed. He's styling us because some of us not going to look like the modern church. You're going to look just like Christ. And so during the transition, we have to go through some grooming and trimming. And some things you got to trim off. Some things you got to detach out for us. A lot of people can't go. We want them to go, but they can't. So he got to trim. Like when dogs get their hair trimmed, they have a lot of hair. So there's things that he got to cut off, he got to remove, he got to cut. So that cutting away ain't gonna feel good. You got to cut some soul ties, some ungodly relationship. There's a trimming, there's a grooming. That's part of your transition. So he's getting you ready. He's getting you ready. You're not going to look like what you used to look. You're going to be looking like a brand new person. So give him the glory for that. That's good. Thank you, Father God. So your family don't understand how you look, and they might not understand where he's trying to take you, which is not for them to understand it. That's for you and God. But he will reveal it to you, the reason why you had to go without this person. You had to go without that person. So let him continue to finish doing what he's doing in your life.
Amen.
So I thank you, Father. Mm-hmm. He ain't gonna leave you now. That trembling, sometimes it's gonna make you feel like you're alone, but you're not alone. You're not alone.
Mm-hmm. So, I receive it.
Yeah, so I thank you, Father God, for this transformation, because some of the transformation, a lot of this baggage it's got to come out for us, you know, because you're doing the grooming, you're doing the hair cutting and everything else. So, Father God, I thank you, and I just ask that you bless your daughter, bless her on the way. Father God, restore everything that the locust, the canker on, restore it all, repay it back all in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. I receive that. Thank you so much. No, that was it. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless you, and you have a blessed weekend.
You too. Have a great weekend.
You're welcome. Okay, y'all. I'm kind of winding down here a little bit. We're going to check on our friend before we close it out, see if he made it to his destination. And then we're gonna say good night to y'all. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Paul. How you doing?
Yes, I just made it, and so gotta go and check and some things to see if this place is still open, and kind of go from there.
Okay. All right. Well,
but I am here.
Thank God. We thank God. Thank you, Father God, that your son made it. Thank you. So, God grace is with you. God grace is with you, and he's going to protect you.
Yes.
His grace is with you, and he's going to protect you. So, okay, Father, we're going to call him tonight. Do you want to close us out?
Sure. Father God, we thank you, and we give you praise tonight, Lord, for you are good. And your mercy endures forever. So, Father, we thank you for your protection. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, oh God, for all that you are, Lord, because, Lord, you are more than enough. And, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will bless this the speaker, LaShawn, on tonight. Oh God, that you would fill her up all over again, oh God, even as she has poured out, Lord God. Bless her family, oh God, and I ask, oh God, that you would open the doors, Lord God, that need to be open, Lord God, and we ask, oh God, that you would cover her and protect her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and all that you have called for her to walk in, Lord God, that she will walk in it. We pray for each and every listener on tonight, that, Lord, you will have your way. Lord God, in their lives, and that they would submit unto you. And Father, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, everybody, have a good night. Remember Jeremiah 29:11. God know the plan that he has for you. It's good and not evil. I speak blessings over you. Let his will be done in your life. Let his light shine up on you and keep you. In Jesus' name, y'all have a blessed weekend. Have a blessed night. And someone always on PGN, Pacific West Network. I will see y'all whenever God help me come back on. All right, good night, y'all.
Good night. Good night.